Mark Morley, markmorley.ca, facebook.com/markmorley.langford. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Langford Now. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, 13 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Public service 4 years, retired military 34 years. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. My previous community experience was working with the Canadian Cadet Organization as a volunteer for approximately 15 years in both Winnipeg and Halifax. I didn't have an opportunity to continue that volunteer work or any other after arriving in Langford, as I was serving in an operational unit and away from home a good amount of the time. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Langford has progressed tremendously through development, but as a community it has stagnated. Our city hall has closed its ears to the residents, their thoughts and concerns are negated or shouted down. Our residents have no voice. They need to feel that they are stakeholders in the governance of our city, participating in decisions and direction to foster transparency and trust. Langford needs its municipal government to act as true representatives of the community. It's time to bring our residents back to City Hall. What are your top 3 issues? Pedestrian infrastructure. This is a public safety issue with missing sidewalk infill, badly maintained crosswalks and signage, and poorly lit side streets that need to be addressed and rectified. Communication. The foundation of any good organization, and it's currently missing from our city hall. Concerns of the residents are not being heard or taken seriously, which needs to change. Environmental responsibility. Langford is home to unique sensitive ecosystems that are routinely threatened by development. The development permit process needs to be revised so that the environmental impact report submitted by qualified environmental professionals are adhered to. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? As density will be increasing, I would want to see a walkable or bike-able community model based on the 15 or 20-minute city. This would entail decentralizing a number of amenities and services so that a person would be able to access their daily needs within a 5-minute walk or bike ride. Within a 15-minute walk or bike ride would be schools, larger grocery stores, pharmacies, stores, and hopefully employers. Public transit would be the choice of transit to transport residents outside of the 15-minute zone. The goal would be for locals to connect with their community, reduce or phase out the use of fossil fuel vehicles in a city, the physical and mental well-being of residents, and a healthier environment. What's one big idea you have for your community? Langford is noticeably missing community involvement and activities. A municipal government plays a critical role in fostering a healthy, connected community. I would like Langford to host several community celebrations, such as a Langford Day, Community Diversity, the LGBTQ2S+ community, Indigenous Peoples, Black History Month, and promote the elimination of racial discrimination, name just a few. I would also encourage the creation of neighborhood associations and volunteer service groups, such as but not limited to assisting newcomers, shut-ins, and mentoring. Beautify our city with pop-up art galleries, a permanent rotating gallery of local artists at City Hall, mural work as permissible, and theater in the park showcasing our talented performers and dancers. Bringing Langford together through community celebration.